Rebbe. You have
Rabbi Shalom. Okay. Parshas Kisisa is a packed parsha, Rabbi. So whenever you have a packed parsha like Parshas Kisisa, it's always a thing to decide what to speak about. So I thought can never go wrong with speaking about Shabbos. Right? Shabbos, you can never go wrong with speaking about Shabbos. But Shabbos, we have in many parshas in the Torah. We have in the Aseres Hadibros and Yisro, Baschanan. So what does Parshas Kisisa add to our knowledge of Shabbos? A couple of things, and I'm not even going to be able to talk about all the things that Kisisa adds to our knowledge of Shabbos that we don't know about from other parshas. But we'll focus on a couple of things, and hopefully that'll give us a greater appreciation for Shabbos. Now, Shabbos is every week, and we could still use greater appreciation for it. And the more appreciation we have, we could help other people appreciate it more as well. People who are not yet appreciating it could hopefully one day appreciate it like we are appreciating it, and hopefully we should add the appreciation that we have. And because Shabbos is such a fundamental part of our Yiddishkeit, such a focal point. We have Yom Kippur once a year, we have Sukkot once a year, but everything pales to Shabbos, Rabbi Osai. Shabbos is where it's at, Rabbi Osai. And that's once a week. That's a pretty good deal. That once a week we got this extraordinary day that's Mamish Kodesh Kodashim. So listen to this. Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe l'Emor. Vato daber el b'nei Yisrael l'Emor ach es shabsosai tishmoru. Ki osi b'ni u'b'neichem l'dorosechem v'das ki ani Hashem. Unbelievable pasuk. I would have read the Torah 1,000 times, I would have missed out on this pasuk. Such a strange pasuk. What does it normally say in the Torah when it gives over a mitzvah? Right? Hashem says to Moshe, go tell the people. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and was given the mitzvah, right? That's the most common pasuk in the Bible, right? In the Bible. So does that mean every mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu told the people? No. So the Gemara tells us in Eirvin that Moshe would tell Aaron, Aaron would tell this Canaan, and then they would tell the people. It's not like every day Moshe Rabbeinu would be giving public lectures, public shiurim, and telling all the mitzvahs. He would tell it to his select group. The Gemara says in Eirvin that Nundalid, and then they would tell it over to others. But here, the Torah says something remarkable. For it never says this anywhere else in the whole Torah. Ata daber el b'nei Yisrael. You go tell the people. In other words, no sending shluchim, no Aaron, no Zkenim. You go and tell the people. Ata daber. And you know what it says, Rabbi Osai, in the Mechilta? Look in the Mechilta. Mechilta is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos. Look in the Mechilta. On page, we'll get back to these Pesukim. On page 6. Look in the Mechilta on page 6. Look at this Mechilta Rabbi Osai. There are a lot of various versions of the Mechilta. We're going to see here two versions of the Mechilta in this package. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. This I talk right. That's the pasuk we have. Lo al yidei malach, v'lo al yidei shaliach. So what does that mean? Lo al yidei malach, v'lo al yidei shaliach. So there are two interpretations to this Mechilta. So how did I present it till now? The way I presented it till now, atadaber, right? Atadaber means I don't want you to appoint a malach or a shliach to tell the people. You do it yourself. But that's not the pshat of the Zayis Ranan. Who wrote the Zayis Ranan? That's a classic commentary on the
Tilta, the Yalkut Shimori. Who wrote the Zayis Ra'anan?
The Mogen Avram. Our good friend, the Mogen Avram, from Shulchan Aruch land. He also, had his medrash on the side there. So he wrote the Zayis Ra'anan. So he writes a different pshat. Look on the second line. Like Vayedaber Shem Moshe Lemor Shma Minach Omer Lo Be'atzmo. Batam Shenoson Lo Betzina Shelo Yedu Mizeh Sari Umas Olam. So he learns the pshat in the Mechilta of Lo Yidei Malach doesn't mean that Moshe had to tell the people. It means that when God told Moses, it was Ribbono Shel Olam who had to tell Moshe directly, not that it should be Hashem to a Malach to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Hashir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu directly, and says the Mogen Avraham, because it had to be done with Sinna, that the Umas HaOlam should not know about it. Because Shabbos is something special to the Jewish people. Osi Beinu Beinechem. So they don't want anyone to know about it. So it had to be, God had to tell to Moshe in a very sneer sticker way, so no one else should know about it. That's what? Lo Yidei Malach. Lo Yidei Shalim. That's how the Zayis Ra'anan. But if you look on page 7 in the Malbim's interpretation of the Mechilta, right? The Malbim wrote his famous commentary on all the Midrashei Halacha, right? The Malbim Chumash he has on the Mechilta, on the Sifra, on the Sifrei. This is the Malbim Chumash. So look on the second arrow, third arrow actually. Counting the first hour in the Mechilta, then 2 hours down, third hour. Alkein Omru Shamilas Vatar Medayik Shelo Yidaber Al Yidei Shliach. Ki Achar Kvar Omer Lehem Mitzvah Shabbos Vaseres Yitibros Yachshor Shaday In Yodiyem Atal Al Yidei Aram Ki Moshe Kosev Be'erivim. Kate said say the Mishnah, I didn't put it in the packet, but you should look it up. The Gemara in Erivim, the Dal Amud Beis, is the way that Moshe Rabbeinu normally transmitted Torah to the people. That he didn't do it directly. He taught Aaron, and then this Canaan came in. In other words, he taught the inner circle, and then the inner circle taught the people. But here, Atah Daber. Shemilas Atah, Shelo Yidaber Al Yidei Shliach. In other words, the Mogen Avraham learned the pshat that Lo Yidei Shliach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have a Shliach. He had to speak to Moshe directly. But the way the Malbim is learning is what? That Moshe, when he spoke to the people what? Directly. Whereas other mitzvahs, not so. He only spoke to the inner circle. And then they went and told the people. And explains on page 8, Rav Chaim Vital. Right? We've had a lot of Rav Chaim Vitals recently, right? What was the last one we had? What? We had a Rav Chaim Vital? Wow. The Ari's minig by Amida, that the Ari used to sit down for Kaddish. Right? We saw in the Sefer from Rav Chaim Vital. We'll do that in Chazara. So says from the Sefer Eitz Hadas Tov is the Sefer of Rav Chaim Vital on Chumash. Rav Chaim Vital was the Arizal's star Talmud. So he says, the Atah Daber, Achashab Sosai Tishmoru, Mitzvah Shabbos kula kichol hamitzvos. Mitzvah Shabbos is mamish equal to all the other mitzvos. V'chein lo tiyeh atah medaber al Aaron ubonav hazkenim, v'chakach heim yomru luvnei Yisrael. You shouldn't do it in the normal way, where you speak to the inner circle of Aaron and hazkenim, and then they tell the people. Kanoda lo kichol hamitzvos. Afo pi shakosu ben daber al b'nei Yisrael, hayal darach hanal. In other words, even though it says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, which is Mashma Hashem speaks to Moshe, and he says to Moshe, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. That's not the way it happened. Moshe didn't speak to Bnei Yisrael all the time. He spoke to the inner circle, and the inner circle then spoke to Bnei Yisrael. Here, Atah Daber, Lo Al Yidei Malach. Moshe Shona Pirko L'Aaron, Aval Inyan HaShabbos, Atah Ba'atzmecha, Beficha, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Kula Mipeh El Peh, Ubir Atam Yan Ki Os Hi. Because this is a symbol, Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Nimtza Ki Mashakosu Ki Osi Ki Nisinas Tam O Masharom El Mal Ove Inu Tam El Asom Mechlo Es Shabsosu Tishmoru. In other words, Ki Osi is the reason why Atah Daber and not anyone else. For Oti Dineu Prater Rabin Le'en Kates. Such an important mitzvah, and so many halachas They're going to see that Shabbos, you know, all the Torah is special, but Shabbos you got to take even more care about. How do the people going to get this message across? Because here Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's holding a public shiur for the whole Klal Yisrael only on Shabbos, only about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Atah daber, not about any other mitzvah. Any other mitzvahs, even if those are so important, al yidei Aaron, al yidei Zekenim. Here, atah daber. Then the Torah continues. On page 4. I mean, you don't even have to look at these psukim, you're all familiar with them. But maybe you can have with the Archaim HaKadosh. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. What does that mean? So literally it means that B'nai Yisrael will keep the Shabbos, they won't do Malach on Shabbos. And then the Torah continues, Yishesh Yishyomi Maso Hashem Es HaShemayim Es HaOretz V'yom HaShvi Shovas V'yinofash V'yinofash Rashi is V'noch. V'nofash means you'll rest up. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh, first take a look on page 7. Page 9. Some gracious, yeah. It says, Vayikonu bo echov, by Yosef in the dreams. It's right, he had the dream that everyone was bowing down to him, and he's going to be the leader. Vayikonu bo echov ve'oviv shomar asadover. So what does it mean, ve'oviv shomar asadover? What does shomar mean? So Rashi says, the definition of shomar says, Rashi, hayamamti u'mitzape mosa yovo. That shomar, sometimes it means to keep and to not to do something, but it also has a connotation, says Rashi, of what? One English word? Anticipation. Shomar means that Yaakov was waiting and anticipating that the dream should come true, that his son should be the ruler and the leader, etc. So v'oviv shomar asadover means that there should be anticipation, that Yaakov had anticipation for the dream to come true. So comes the Or HaKadosh on page 4, back to page 4 of Bosai. And he explains now, what does it mean, v'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos? Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh on page 4 in the bottom, O Yitzel derech omro v'oviv shomer es ha-dovar, perish, mamtin u'mitzape mosa yovo. Ta'kavonu b'zeh l'tzavo shalo yeh ha-Shabbos k'dovar torech l'tzad m'nias m'lochas ha Rotzon umtzo chayfetz el tzrichim l'smoch bo b'shleimus harotzon chayfetz b'dover tamid yamamtin umetzape mosa yovo. That there's a special thing that you should be so excited about Shabbos, that v'shom b'nei Yisrael has Shabbos means that Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to anticipate Shabbos. That we should be excited that Shabbos is coming. That we should have such a great appreciation, and we'll see a little bit about it later, of Shabbos, the Shomer of Yisrael, just like the pasuk says, "V'oviv Shomer Sadover," means Yaakov anticipates. The Shomer of Yisrael as Shabbos means that Klal Yisrael has an obligation to what? I don't know. What we should call it an obligation. We should come to the level that Shabbos is so special to us that we mamish, you know, chalashing for Shabbos to come. Not only because you're busy with, you know. Even if you wouldn't be busy with college the whole week, you know, still Shabbos is special. The Shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, and this inyan is really brought down in the Rambam. The Rambam tells us on page 10, and again I want to thank everyone who helped me with the Xeroxing of this packet. The Rambam tells us on Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, page 10. We know that there's Kovet Shabbos and there's Onik Shabbos. So Onik Shabbos we're going to speak about shortly. What does Onik Shabbos mean? We have all good things on Shabbos, etc. What's Kovet Shabbos? Kovet Shabbos is the things we do before Shabbos in anticipation of the Shabbos. Ezer Kovet Zer She'omru Chachomim She'mitzvah Al Odom Lirchotz Ponov Yodav V'Ragel V'Chamin Be'erev Shabbos. The mitzvah of washing yourself on Friday and they Kovet HaShabbos. U'mesatef B'tzitzis. And what? And you put on tzitzis, meaning you put on a talus. You know, the Rebbes, if you've been with the Rebbes on Friday night, so the Rebbes wear their talus at Kabbalah Shabbos, even if they're not davening for the Omer. The Rebbes wear the talus. In fact, in the movie, The Chosen, they have the scene of Kabbalah Shabbos. I think everyone in the tzibur there was wearing a talus. What? Yeah. So you wear the talus. 1 second. The Yoshe the Kovid Rosh. In other words, the ideal of anticipating Shabbos is you get ready. You don't get, like the Rav said, you know, in America, people know what Shabbos is, but they don't know what Erev Shabbos is. In other words, the idea is not to run home and be there, you know, 5 minutes before and get ready, you know, get a quick shower in 5 minutes before Shabbos. The real idea of anticipating the Shomru, the Ovi Shomer and Sadover, is you get ready earlier and you manage waiting. It's like, you know, when someone has to come to you for Shabbos and he hasn't come yet. So you, every 2 seconds you go outside. Is he here yet? Is he here yet? So the same thing with Shabbos. You're sitting there waiting the anticipation of Shabbos. Yoshev b'kovid rosh miyachel. You're anticipating like bolus p'nei Shabbos, k'moshu yotzei l'kras ha-melech. The chachomim are rishonim mikapsim talmidei be'er Shabbos, and the chachomim, maybe we should do this once. They would get the talmidim together on erev Shabbos, and they would be wearing the talesim v'omim bo v'neitzei l'kras Shabbos ha-melech, ha-malka, whatever. And I guess they would go out to the fields, and they would, you know, we'll have to go to Tzfas one day and do it early. Right? Okay, but that's this idea that there's an Indian on Shabbos to appreciate Shabbos and to be to what? To mitzapel Shabbos. And that's part of this idea of Oviv Shomer Sadover. Yet, there's another thing. So far, what have we seen in this discussion? Ratadaber? That Shabbos has to be said dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu to the people to show them how important it is. And how do we show its importance? The Shomru, by anticipating. If something's important to you, you anticipate its arrival. You're waiting for it. You're waiting for it. You're sitting there with bated breath. You're waiting for it. That's the Shomru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. And what's there on Shabbos that we don't have during the week? What does it mean, shavas vayinofash? So we saw that Rashi says literally vayinofash means that you have a rest. But the Gemara in Beitza on page 11 tells us something more. And the Gemara in Beitza says, and this is the source of what we call the neshama yisera. And we know on Shabbos every Jew gets an extra neshama. And that's why we smell the besamim on Motzai Shabbos, because we're losing that Neshama Yisera. So how do we know? Where does it say that we have this? How do we know about this idea of Neshama Yisera? So the Gemara in Beitza says, the Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera nosei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'odem Erev Shabbos. That an Erev Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Neshama Yisera. Ulu Motzai Shabbos notli nosahi menu. And in Motzai Shabbos he takes it away. Shenemar shavas vayinofash. What does it mean, shavas vayinofash? Kevan shashavas vay avdo nefesh. As Rav Wilson pointed out, it's a funny way of telling us this, because the Torah tells us vayinofash, meaning At the end of Shabbos, there's a woe. There's a downer. What's the woe? Vay, oh, woe, it's a downer? Because nefesh, the nefesh is leaving. The extra nefesh is leaving. So by implication, we know that we had the extra nefesh there on Shabbos. Vayinofesh. Vay, woe to us, because of the nefesh. We lost the special nefesh. Vay, of the nefesh. And so the implication is that before Shabbos, that during Shabbos, we had this extra nefesh. And what is the idea on Shabbos that we have the extra nefesh? So there's a famous Rashi. Take a look in the Rashi. Vayinofesh. I apologize for not putting the bracket in. On page 11, the Rashi, three quarters of the way down, the first word on the line is Vayinofesh. Says Rashi, Dashinele oi al hanefesh shaholchalo. But go to the Rashi before that. Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera. The first word on the line is Chabakuk Gimel. Chabakuk Gimel. Neshama Yisera, Rochev Lev, Lemnucha Velasimcha. Vios Pasuach Lervacha. A widened heart, Vyochel Vyishte, Vain Nafsho Kotza Alav. In other words, the Neshama Yisera gives you the ability to indulge more in the physical pleasures of life, like eating and drinking, etc., without having the food become detestable to you. In other words, it gives you a greater rochav halev. And the reason that's explained is because since Shabbos infuses us with the extra ruchnius, whatever gashmius we have is considered batel, and is considered an enhancement of that ruchnius. It's not just eating for its own sake; it's subjugated to the kedusha of the yom, and therefore by the fact that we have this extra neshama, so that enables us to be ochel v'shosa to eino kotz b'mizono. That we eat and drink even more, and the food does not become detestable to us. You would think, why should that work? The answer is, because food becomes detestable if you only osek in gashmius, and there's no spiritual component, so then you become very animalistic, you become very base. But once you have this greater ruchnius in you, so then the gashmius that we have is considered a batel to that, and therefore, if it's subordinate to the ruchnius, which it is on Shabbos, because we have the neshama yisera, so then Rashi says, "Ochel v'yishta, ve'ein nafsho kotza olav." It gives you a greater opportunity of onik Shabbos. This idea is brought down in the Eben Ezra and Parshas Yisro as well. On the Pasuk Yud Aleph, Al Kein Birach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VaYikadshehu. So I put the bracket in the Ramban, but he's quoting the Eben Ezra. You can look at it in the Eben Ezra also. I probably thought I was doing it in the Eben Ezra, but here the Ramban is quoting the Eben Ezra. Rabbeinu Avram, the Eben Ezra Omer, Ki Beirach Hashem Hayom Hazeh B'Kidsho Sheizimin Oso L'Kabal Bo HaNefesh Tosefes Chochma Yosef Mikol Hayonim. That part of the Kedusha Shabbos is that we have the Neshama Yisera. So not only does the Neshama Yisera aid us to eat more, Vayinofash, Vay, of the Nefesh, it also enables us to add Tosefes Chochma in ourselves. That we have an opportunity of learning more than we have the rest of the week. Because we're so spiritual that the ability to attain Chochma is even greater on Shabbos. And that's the famous Yerushalmi on page 13. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Rechia b'shem Rabbi Chia bar Abba says lo nitnu shabbosos v'yomim tovim ela la'asok bahen b'divrei Torah. That one of the main parts of Shabbos and Yontif is that we should be osek b'divrei Torah. That's the time of the week we have the day off. Lo nitnu shabbosos ela la'asok bahen b'divrei Torah. Oh. So there's a very interesting Yerushalmi. The only problem is we don't have this Yerushalmi. I think we should make a list of all the Yerushalmis we don't have. The Meiri quotes this Yerushalmi. A fascinating Yerushalmi. On page 14. But the Meiri quotes it, even though we don't have it. Yerushalmi Omru. Bameh Ma'ango. How is one supposed to do Onet Shabbos? So there's a machlokes. I'm sure if you discuss it at the table, different people will have different shitas. Which sheet do they follow? How do you have Onet Shabbos? Sumar Omar B'Sheina. One says sleep. You know, the old joke in Mar Shakola was that some guys would sleep, you know, with machmer to sleep 6 hours between milkets and leishiks and milkets. B'Sheina. It's in a time you could sleep. That's Onik Shabbos. Umar Amar B'Talmud Torah. And another opinion says Onik Shabbos is through Talmud Torah. So who's right? Is it through Shena? Or is it through what? Talmud Torah. V'lo pligi. It's no machloki, says Yerushalmi. Kan B'Talmud, kan B'Balabayis. That one is talking about a Talmud, a Talmud Chokam, and one is talking about a Balabayis. So which is which? So you have two opinions in the Meiri here, which is which? That the Talmud, he enjoys learning. So his Onik Shabbos is Talmud Torah. Ubalabayis, he's not so equipped for learning, so his Onik Shabbos is what? Shena. V'ani Omer, but says the Meiri, I say Hepech Hadvarim. The opposite. Shatalmud Shoshone Kol Yimei HaShavua, the Talmud is learning the whole week long. Mikayim B'Shabbos Onik Shena. Shalei Sichlo Loe Yoseh Midai. No, fakir. The Talmud Chacham is learning so much the whole week. Shabbos, he has to take a little rest. So he shouldn't have overexhaustion. Lower. Shouldn't be overexhaustion. Aval Balabayis, Shemisase called Yimos Achol Ba'asokov. He's in business the whole week. Roy lo lesasek ma'at b'Shabbos b'Talmud Torah derech oneg. V'husha arisi sham lo nitnu shayomim tovim v'shabbosos el l'asok b'Torah. And that's going on the Balabayis. So you have two opinions in the Meiri here. What's Pshat in the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi has a machlokes whether Onik Shabbos is through Shena or Onik Shabbos is through Limud. And the Yerushalmi answers, one is talking about a Talmud, one is talking about the Balabayis. And then the question is, which way is which? Do we say the Talmud should dafka learn on Shabbos? The Balabayis sleeps? Or no, fakir. The Talmud is learning the whole week. On Shabbos he could sleep, and him, not that way. But Rabosai, that is the yisod of that Shabbos is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a unique opportunity. He's giving us a neshama yisera. He's giving us the opportunity to eat, and the eating will not make us super gashmius, because it's going to be a ruchnius type of eating. He gives us an opportunity to what, Rabosai? To have a neshama yisera, to have extra chokmah, like the Eben Ezra says. And this, you got to take advantage of it, because after Shabbos, vay of the nefesh, it's gone. It's gone. And Shabbos, you know, it represents, it's a limited time, and we have to take advantage of it. Take advantage of it, and therefore, if we understand this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a higher level of ruchnius and the Shomra Yisera, so then we won't have trouble. The Shomru V'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. We should anticipate the Shabbos. As the Rambam says, we should get ready a little bit early, and we're waiting. Oh! I'm waiting for Shabbos to come. I can't wait for Shabbos to come. And that, Rabosai, is the attitude that we have to ourselves experience, and we have to try to give it over to others. Once people who are not yet observant, hopefully one day will appreciate how great Shabbos is, not only they're going to be Shomer Shabbos, not going to do Balacha, they're going to be V'shomru V'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. They're going to say, I can't wait till Shabbos comes. I'm looking forward for Shabbos. And that's a mitzvah too. As the Rambam says, that's part of Kavod Shabbos. That you get ready early and you're just waiting there. Like you're waiting for the guy to come who hasn't come yet. You're waiting and waiting. That's the Shomru v'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. The Oviv Shomar as HaDover. And just to tie it in to Parah Aduma, this week is Shabbos Parah. So we know, we just discussed in the Chazara today, that how do you do Parah Aduma? You burn the cow, you burn the red heifer, you take the ashes, you put the ashes in the water, the water's in a kli, and the water is flowing stream water, you put the ashes in, and then you take the various greenery, and you dip it in the water with the ashes, and then you sprinkle it on the person. So what does this all represent? So says the Sfasemes, the Gera Rebbe, the Mesu Ovi Avosatuma, that when does a person have Parah Aduma put on him? When he got in contact with a dead body. Now a mace is the highest level of tuma, Ovi Avosatuma. V'chol zeh mitzad haguf. In other words, the tuma of a person comes from the guf. She'omed l'misa. When the guf dies, that creates the tuma. Ha'neshama, but neshama is always alive. Rabbo said that's a big yisod. That's a big yisod. That there is what we call hasharas ha'nefesh. I should have zeroed it more, maybe in another time. We believe as Jews in eternity of the soul. And that's why the Ramban writes in Chumash, in Re'eh, Pashas Re'eh, that's why we're not allowed to ever mourn excessively. That's why the halacha is a person that loses, God forbid, loses a relative, there's mourning, of course. How could you not? How can a person not? He loses a relative. How can he not mourn? But the Torah says you can't scrape your skin, take blood out of your skin out of excess mourning. So Ramban says, why not? You know why not? Because no one totally is gone. We believe in the eternity of the soul. And the soul is always alive. So tumma comes only from the guf, because that's dead. The neshama is always nishmas chayim. For who shorish kol neshamas? Pechines chay hachayim. Imcha mekor chayim. Kol tara mikoach neshama. Neshama shenasata bi? What do we say? Tahorahi. It's tumma is not by the neshama. Uve Shabbos, yesh is galus min neshama zu. Shabbos is a time for what? Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is a time for Tara. Because Neshama doesn't become Tomei. Neshama is Tar. So what do we say on Shabbos? To what? To emphasize this idea. What special tefillah do we say? Nishmas Kol Chai Tevorech. Nishmas Kol Chai. The neshama is nishmas chayim. It's always considered alive. And then skip a little bit. Ukafi. The line begins kafi. His kabras ha neshama alaguf. Kach zocha latara. You want tara? The more that your neshama is central over the guf, that's tara. When the guf is central over the neshama, that's tuma. And that's what the Parah Aduma is all about. That's the whole idea of all the mitzvahs. And especially on Shabbos, when the neshama reigns supreme, everything that we do physically is batel to that neshama. And that's the idea that we take Mayim Chayim El Keli. What do we want to do with Parah Aduma? We want to take a Tomei person and make him Tahor. So that's why we take Mayim, which represents the spirituality. Mayim is Torah, represents spirituality, represents neshama. And in that Mayim, we put the Efer. So the Efer should be subordinate to the water. And then we pour it on, and we spritz it on the person. To show that what made you Tameh is the guf reigning over the neshama. If the neshama reigns over the guf, that's the Tara. And that's what Shabbos is all about. Because as we said, things that are, anything that comes in your guf is temporary. Any physical pleasure you get is there for X amount of time, and then it's not there anymore. The only thing that keeps going is the neshama. That's the true tara. That's the true simcha. And that, Rabosai, is what people, everyone in the world is yearning for happiness. And that's why sometimes people resort to drugs, because there's a void. But our answer to that is a day like Shabbos, where the neshama remains supreme, and we can subordinate our bodies to the neshama, because we have a big neshama on Shabbos. That's going to give us lasting pleasure. That's going to give us lasting satisfaction and lasting happiness. And that's what we should look forward to. And that, Rabosai, is our mission, people who are in Kiruv, and even if you're not officially in Kiruv, to try to give people who are not yet aware of these beautiful ideas, to give them that appreciation. And then they'll come and say, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. I can't wait. V'oviv shomar es ha-dovar. That I can't wait. Yaakov Avinu can't wait till the dreams come true. And we, Klal Yisrael, cannot wait until Shabbos comes. Shabbos has to be presented to ourselves and to others in the positive light. Not as a day of restrictions only, and a day that we're cooped in. No, it's a day of liberation. It's a day when the Neshama reigns supreme over the Guf, and that brings Tara, and that's what the Korah Aduma was all about. The Mayim is the Ruchnius. That's the supreme. And you put a little ashes in to show the ashes of Batel to the Mayim. And then we pour it, we spritz it on the person who's Tomei Meis, and he becomes Tor. Rabosai, that's the message. The Neshama always has to be supreme. The Chesed we do, that's the nourishment of the Neshama. The Torah we learn, that's the nourishment of our Neshama. That's going to be forever. That's not like the roast beef that's good now and it's gone in half an hour. That's the mitzvahs, that's the Torah, that's the spirituality that's going to lift us. Avos Yisrael, those spiritual things, and Shabbos is that day of Neshama. That's why we say Nishmas Kol Chai. We emphasize, we have a special tefillah about the Neshama. Nishmas Kol Chai Tevarech Hashimcha, and that's what we have to appreciate, and we should try to get other Jews to appreciate this as well.